flash flood.
Like my parents, I know, used to call it a trash mover and a gully washer. Yeah. Did you ever call it things like that?
I've seen a lot of trash mover and gully washer.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
What about the wind during a storm? Does it do anything?
Sometimes it gets as high as a hurricane or cyclone or tornado.
And if the wind has been up all night, you'd say all night long, the wind just really
blew.
If it's raining, but it's not raining very hard, just a little bit, what would you call that?
Just showering.
But even smaller than that, just a little mist.
Dribble.
What about in the morning sometimes? It'll be like clouds on the ground. What would you call that?
Fog.
And if there was a lot of this, you'd say this morning it sure is
foggy.
Do y'all have much fog around here?
Not so much.
Around the river, do you? Seems like it usually comes around the river.
Well, it seems like it's more heavy out from the river down in the hollows.
If you don't have any rain for weeks and weeks, what do you say you're having?
A drought.
If the wind has been very gentle and it gradually gets stronger, what would you say it's doing?
Rising.
But if it's just the opposite and it's been stronger but it gets weaker, what would you say it'd be doing?
Wind dying down or abating.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, on a real cold morning, you might say you had a...
We had a frost last night.
Do you have much frost down here?
Yeah, a lot of it.
And if it's real cold, you might say it was so cold that the lake might...
freeze over.
What would you call this room that we're in right now?
This way.
This room. What name would you say we're in?
Reception room.
Any other name?
Guest room.
Yeah. Or parlor or living room or something like that.